off.
All right, Jason Mackey, Post-Gazette, 93.7 The Fan host, back with us here. Jason, do you think the Steelers are a serious threat in the AFC North?
I think they're a passable threat. I'm in the Mueller camp of define serious because I can see them finishing second. I cannot see them finishing higher than the Ravens. So
why?
I don't think they have the depth. I think the Ravens are still a better team. They have a better quarterback situation. Their offense is better and their defense is better. That's not a terribly specific explanation. I just do not see the Steelers as a better
team. So if
you had
one game to win, you'd rather have Lamar Jackson than Aaron Rodgers?
That's a tough
Jason,
one.
Jason, why are you hesitant?
No, why?
It's actually not a tough one. It's not a tough one. Aaron Rodgers also turns into a complete like corn cob in the playoffs.
Can you let the man answer a question, Chris, and not jump in there? Let the man finish his point. He said it is a tough one.
I'm flabbergasted by both of you. I'm flabbergasted by both of you even like pausing to consider that that would be a question at this juncture.
Well, yes, because as you're saying, they both turn into corn cobs, which is an extremely funny mental picture. But, I mean, that's what gives me pause about Lamar. He hasn't been good in the playoffs, but it's not like I can sit here and say that the 41-year-old has been any better. But I would ultimately take Lamar. I think the chances are better that he figures it out than Aaron Rodgers at this stage.
I'm not trying to do like Lamar Jackson interference here, but in his last four playoff games, in three of the four, he's had a passer rating better than 114.
How'd he do against the Bills?
He had a passer rating of 114-4, two touchdowns, and then Mark Andrews dropped one of the easiest passes I've ever seen to lose them that game.
How many fumbles and picks?
He had one interception, which was also – that one was
– overthrow.
But one of the two turnovers was not his fault.
Wouldn't you rather bet on the guy with the tools at where they're at now with Lamar Jackson? I mean, that's where it comes down to with me. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, who knows what he's going to look like late in the season? I would rather bet on the guy who's the best athlete – in his position, and I mean, it's just it's an aberration that he hasn't performed in the playoffs. I do think he's going to do it at some point.
I would agree with that. I think it might even happen this year, Jason, and that would make a lot of people here very unhappy. It wouldn't exactly make me happy, but I would be vindicated in my prediction. You know what? Since we're on the topic of the Steelers, we usually do this at the end of interviews, but I have other stuff I'd like to ask you about too. Can you give us your formal Steelers record and season prediction, how you think it shakes out, what their record is, and how they fare if they, in fact, make the playoffs, according to Jason Mackey? This goes into a Google document, so you will be lumped in with many other people offering this same prediction.
All right, I like it. I'm going to go one game better than last year. I'm going to go 11-6. I actually think Rodgers is decent, better than we expect. I think they finished the season okay. I don't think there's any sort of cratering or collapsing down the stretch. I think they win a playoff game. I don't know who, against whom, but I think they bow out at that point. I think 11-6 in a playoff win, and some of the heat is taken out of the Tomlin kitchen.
Okay, my follow-up on that is, based on what Aaron Rodgers said this week about his future, do you think he's back a Steelers quarterback in 2026 if that's the season they have?
I know, man. I mean, I'm going to say he still calls it. I'm going to say that it's just enough's enough, and they don't have him back. But, I mean,
enough's enough. If you go 11-6 and you're in the final eight of the NFL,
know,
it doesn't really
42.
Seem like you want to kick the guy out the door.
Well, he'll be
41 now.
I know. That's how it happens, 41 to 42, and then he'll be 43 the year after that. I don't think he's going to want to do it again. I think it's going to be enough. I think it's going to be enough for him. An age 43 season, I don't see it, man.
Brady went to 45, and if he has fun.
He's not Brady. I think it's a different team, a different offense. I think the Steelers probably want to go in a different direction. I don't think they're going to be sitting there groveling, saying, please come back, please come back. Like, no, they know they need their franchise guy. This is a Band-Aid.
I don't know, man.
If
they can get him for $13 million in 2026
If he has a good enough season to come back and he plays well enough, he'll want more money.
Will he?
Yes.
He's made more money than any quarterback, I think, other than Matthew Stafford.
That's not
going
to stop
history.
Him from still wanting to be paid a little bit more money for his efforts, I would say.
Maybe he goes to
what
Brady
about
route.
The ego? What about the ego play, though? Think about that. Like, if Rodgers and Tomlin work this out together, they're absolutely running the bromance back. Like, anything that we're talking about goes out the window. Right? Like, whether it makes – I don't know. That's what makes me think differently about it Like, it's going to go so well if it does. Like, they're going to be in love with themselves for making this happen. They'll probably want to do it again.
Jeez.
Jason, let me flip over to baseball briefly. Yes, Pony? You looked at me quizzically.
Well, yes, because there's a baseball game going on right now, so I was surprised that you were going to take it that direction, but please continue.
I just wanted to ask him one brief thing. If he feels like their approach through two games with Bubba Chandler has been validated by the fact that he's been kicking ass, that's all.
Yeah, I'm good with bringing him up here as a reliever, Chris. I liked it when they said that's what they were going to do. I just don't like, you know, I feel like part of it's validating, and I think part of it's invalidating. Like, part of it, you know, I look back at early in the season, and I think, why wasn't he up here? Like, this is what we could have had in Pittsburgh, but I don't know. He didn't do his part. He left the door open to it by not pitching well in Indianapolis, so I can't criticize it too much. I think he's going to be starting before too long. If he keeps pitching like this, I bet he makes one more start and then goes into one more appearance out of the bullpen and then goes into the rotation. You can't keep running that out of the bullpen. There's so much they need to see.
All right. So put Jason Mackey at the top of our list. He has offered up the most optimistic Steelers prediction of any guest or insider we have on the show.
Other than our guy Stoner Johnny and Farrell, who said they will go 13-4 and win it all this year.
But Jason, who likes to attack my predictions on social media, did have the Pirates going 83-79 this year.
Wait, why are you bringing up the Pirates now?
Oh, my bad.
Well, Tony's just giving me a little body blow, and I deserve it. That's all right.
All right, Jason. We'll talk again next week. Thank you.
Yep.
You're right.